Hello again, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the conference. Okay, before we get going, I want to just give 5 minutes to a great guy who I love dearly. I think many of you know him and love him as well, Jeff Ricks. I want to give him a few minutes to give a little update on post-Mormon and some of the things that are going. So come on up here, Jeff.
Thanks, Chad. I don't really have anything prepared. I just talked to Chad a few minutes ago, and he said you ought to take a few minutes. So I'll just give you a brief report on where post-Mormon's at right now. We have a billboard up in Twin Falls, or it might have gone down a couple of days ago. Our term might have been up. I have to go back and look at our contract. So I've lost track of what billboard number we're on now. Is it 12 or 13? Janet, do you know what number we're on? I have no idea. 12? She thinks it's 12. So Janet's our... And I, really rough guess, I think we've spent around $20,000 in advertising billboards. We did a big ad in Salt Lake Tribune a year ago. And all that's from donations from people like you, and, you know, thanks to you. Now, I've brought this up with Janet and our board a little here and there. I've had a guy from Salt Lake City Weekly calling me regularly and wants to, you know, it used to be 2 years ago, we used to have to beg people to put up our ads. Now we have people coming to us, and they're begging us to buy ads from them. So I think our next project might be running and doing a kind of a test in the Salt Lake City Weekly, and I'm looking at Janet while I'm talking because I'm running it past her at the same time. They have a pretty good deal for online ads, so you might see that come out in the next month or two. Then we'll go from there. We go somewhere else and put up another billboard maybe, and we'll just keep rolling. We have our community's rolling along on its own. It's kind of... From my perspective, I'm not having to put so much work in it. It's sort of carrying itself. Sue.
Other than Arizona, do you have any south of Salt Lake?
We had a real successful billboard in St. George, and that was about a year ago. I got to mention the Gilbert one that you just mentioned. That we were just lucky on that one. That was our best project so far. That was earlier in the year, I think, when we did that. And when I contacted the sign company, they just happened to have a slot open at a particular location, and the normal rate was $8,000 for 30 days, and they said, we can let you have it for $3,000 for 30 days. And I grabbed it. And then we found out that that location happened to be smack dab in the middle of four wards in the Gilbert area. So there was a lot of controversy in the newspapers. I think we got three newspaper ads, articles out of that, two really good TV stories out of it. Maybe it was three. I don't know. And then that eventually, somebody in Salt Lake, a TV station in Salt Lake, saw that, and they had me on and interviewed me for 5 minutes. So, I mean, we got a lot of mileage out of that billboard. That's what we're doing, kind of a... unorganized, disorganized report. But Janet, do you have anything you'd like to add? Well, because we just got another billboard up, the number online has increased. I think the last week or two, we've maybe had, I don't know, that may not sound like a lot, but 100 people online either signed up or looking, you know, not logged in and looking over our shoulders. Usually it averages around 50 to 60 maybe a day. So 100 per day. So it's come up. The total that have registered now is right around 4,300, something like that. Yeah. I think by February we'll be at 5,000. So anyway, I really appreciate the Ex-Mormon Foundation. We have reciprocal links on our websites, and I'm glad that we can work together and make this happen for people. So, all right, thanks.
What he's really saying, really, is just give me money. Yeah.
10%.
It's up to you to declare a full offering.